Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
We did have a thing in the Keene Circle, which is officially known as the Keene Square.
Central Square.
Despite the fact that it is circular in shape.
And it's a we had to continue the tradition.
Leave it to the government to name something incorrectly.
Well, you know, it's like public square, you know, of a perception. But
it's in the town square, but the town square is a circle.
Oh, and it's where important things happen, like today's rally. And it's like, there's been 420 rallies, I believe, or some sort of at least get-togethers for in Concord and in Keene for the past decade, right?
Yeah.
Or something. And, you know, the 420 movement, at least from what I saw and what I heard people talk about at the 420 rally in Concord, the year of decrim, was that the movement was going to and eventually did sort of run out of steam because a lot of people were just happy the way things are with decrim. But Ian and Nobody, right? They never settled for that, right?
Yeah, they didn't relent.
They never gave up on. They never gave up on 420.
It was only partially decrim. It wasn't fully.
Well, yeah,
decrim.
So
it depends on which definition of decrim you use. If you use the everyman definition, where if you say decriminalize, that basically just means it's no longer criminal to do anything with this thing, right? But if you use like a city or a, you know, county or a state definition of decriminalization, it's a whole different ball of wax, because what they mean is, well, it's still a crime, but it's going to be the lowest priority.
It's hard for them to really stop it. And I was actually talking to someone there about other things that you can just easily find that we consider weeds that you probably easily walked by today.
Such as?
Wild lettuce.
I was going to bring up lettuce. Actually, for a couple of different reasons. One, just as an analogy, can you imagine if something as innocuous as a head of lettuce were illegal for you to grow and or consume in however, whatever way you saw fit?
And it's not like someone just plants it there. It is literally growing wild everywhere.
But I also had another reason for mentioning the word lettuce, because if you like funk music, groovy funk music with no lyrics, just a band doing funk and groove, check out the band Lettuce. They are my favorite 420 band currently, and possibly even of all time. That's high praise coming from the captain. And I'm a heavy metal guy, so you know that these guys are super groovy and super funky if you find me bipping and bopping my head to these guys. So, Lettuce.
I want to see the head of the DEA and, you know, all these presidents, including Biden, who, even though, you know, the Democrats control the judiciary, they control the Senate, they control the House of Representatives, they control the White House, they still have a hard time getting marijuana legalization passed. And even if it's able to pass the legislature, Joe Biden most likely will veto it.
What is 420? What's the meaning behind 420? Well, if you go to the magic rectangle in your pocket and ask that very question, you'll find out very quickly that 420 is cannabis culture slang for marijuana and hashish consumption, especially smoking around the time 4:20 p.m., and also refers to cannabis-oriented celebrations that take place annually on April 20th, which is 420 in the U.S. form of the date.
That sounds like a very Google answer.
It's exactly what it is. I was just trying not to mention the source for which the answer came because, well, I don't like that particular company.
I don't either.
Well, you know the story behind why, like, you know, the numbers 420, from what I've heard, I think it was on, like
Wikipedia. So, I mean, there's a bunch of, like, urban legends, like, oh, it was the police code for marijuana. Like, 390 is drunk and disorderly, and 420 was marijuana.
No, I think what I saw was that, this is, you know, whichever group that popularized it, it was their classes, or they were all free after four, and they would go to the woods to consume cannabis, and it would take them 20 minutes to walk to the woods, so they would all end up usually, you know, smoking cannabis at 4:20.
Of course.
I would say there's very, probably many coincidences on that, and everyone's like, hey, you started 4:20. But well, I would say, you know, generally it's
apocryphal.
Maybe it's planting season. Everyone deserves to live, even those that are abusing whatever you want to do.
Human rights don't end because somebody has a questionable past or, you know, certain things rolling through their system that other people might not. I mean, I think the average American right now probably has 5 to 7 different drugs run coursing through their veins at any given time.
But this is they're trying the man for, trying the guy for murder. I mean, for something like, following orders is no excuse, or, enforcing the law is no excuse, but I mean, something more akin like a manslaughter or maybe something, but I mean, just straight up murder for like George Floyd, he didn't force George Floyd
what
to
I
eat
heard
a
is
bag
he's
of drugs.
Charged with 3 counts and he was guilty on all 3. One was murder, one was also murder, and the other one was manslaughter.
So, I mean, double murder charges. I mean, that's where I think that it's to please a crowd, right? And there's a lot of, which actually we have in prep for later, there's a lot of, there's a lot of debate on how much the riots and looting and just the destruction of Minneapolis and many other cities in the United States had to do with affecting the jury's decision, even though they were, ordered by the judge not to watch the news.
Well,
and getting threatened too. They were doxxed by I forget which outlet it did, but they like have profiles. They have profiles of the jurors.
Yeah, we've been talking about the either chauvinists or not chauvinists, I guess, right? So either you're happy that Chauvin is found guilty, and that makes you a chauvinist.
That's very unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm just making crap up now. I'm attempting to be funny. It's not going very well.
At least they're having dance parties and they're not rioting right now, okay?
Dance party? Is it like Ferris Bueller's Day Off with like a parade and a float and all
Yeah,
that?
But we're still blocking the street, or the road, rather, not just the street. Still blocking
the
road.
The roads?
So people who have to go to work, people who have to go home, they have to wait.
And it's like, what, a 2-hour difference between here and there? So but it's 7:30, 6:30, 5:30.
Yeah, but dancing, guys, right, dancing is illegal though. In bars or no, they pulled the mandate.
It certainly
they
was.
Pulled the
yes,
mandate
for not social distancing. You're right. This is a terrible. Send a riot squad right now. Separate them. Separate these people.
They are not socially distancing. During the break, Vincent, you had asked about, does this article from Time mention sentencing? And so I did a search, and yep, it sure does. Here's what it says. Chauvin, 45, appeared concerned behind his mask, his eyes darting side to side as the verdict was read. Like, that's relevant to anything. Second-degree murder, the most serious charge, carries up to 40 years in prison. Chauvin was remanded and let out of the courtroom in handcuffs. He's due to be sentenced in 2 months. If America were on a quest for equality and justice for all, it would immediately disband.
Well, that sounds nice. We would have peace.
Because then you would have equality and justice for all.
Are you saying if the people who create laws disappears, we won't have any crime? Like the ones that create laws for criminal acts, if those didn't exist, we don't have any more crime?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Well, that's how it works, right? So every time they pass a law, they're doing it because no one, the free market doesn't want to do it, so they have to punish us.
What I'm saying is that crimes will still exist, but what you would be doing is eliminating the largest criminal to ever walk the planet Earth. That is the organization type known as government.
I guess my point is that crime is a legal term, and that immoral acts would be more proper without government.
Yes, and you would be able to seek justice till you were satisfied.
Oh, I hope so.
Not, have to like live or die with the decision of people that have never met you or anybody involved with whatever the transgression was, et cetera, and so on.
Right.
There would be services you could pay to do all of this for you as well, because the free market would just interject where value is required. And boom, there you have it. So,
yep, securities.
Chauvin's trial has now made history in a city whose police department has a long history of racist incidents, and in a nation where criminal charges for police officers are rare and convictions extraordinary, as far as rareness is concerned. From January 2005 to March 2021, just 138 law enforcement officers have been charged with murder or manslaughter for on-duty shootings, according to an analysis prepared for Time by Philip Stinson, a professor of criminal justice who also directs the Henry A. Wallace Police Crime Database at Bowling Green State University. Of the 138 officers, 44 have been convicted. And while the trial was unfolding on April 11th, another black man was killed by a police officer in the Minnesota city of Brooklyn Center. It's basically Minneapolis. They keep making this distinction, but it's basically the same thing.
I thought this was happening in New York for like a few days.
Mere miles away from Minneapolis, which, you know, okay, it's like a neighborhood of Minneapolis, if you will. The fatal shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop sparked protests in a city already on the edge. Thousands of National Guard troops have been drafted into Minneapolis as the city braces itself for possible riots when the Derek Chauvin's trial verdict was given.
Hmm.
Why would they use the term drafted?
I agree. Maybe no one wanted to do it, and they basically got a bunch of people that would do it. I don't know.
Like, usually it's deployed. So someone who's in the National Guard, you know, for two weeks a year,
yeah,
they say, okay, you're being deployed. So it could just be a poor choice in words.
Yeah, I'm not a military expert, so I wouldn't want to make any claim on the wording. But
well, it says Major General Sean Mankey said more than 3,000 National Guard troops were deployed across St. Paul, Minnesota, in anticipation of possible unrest, the Wall Street Journal reported. Pictures showed demonstrators gathered in Minneapolis as they waited for Chauvin's verdict to be announced. People were seen rejoicing with their fists in the air and hugging one another as it was revealed that Chauvin had been found guilty. National Guard troops being deployed came as countless protesters took to the streets when the closing arguments were heard on Monday, with demonstrators brandishing signs that read, "Blue Lives Matter," as they demanded justice for George Floyd. I'm sorry. There's, to my knowledge, there isn't a race of human beings that are blue.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
They go into this bit about how in the early hours of Sunday morning, two members of the National Guard were hurt in a drive-by shooting. And one of you guys brought in this bit from KSTP.com, which is ABC Channel 5 in Minneapolis. It says, man arrested and charged following shooting that injured two National Guard members in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, this was mine. This is, at least to me, it was breaking news. I didn't get a chance to look at the news all day, and I covered this issue on my show Monday,
mm-hmm,
where Maxine Waters, right, a congresswoman from California, she, you know, who notably, you know, people might recognize her voice from a soundbite where she's telling like a crowd of protesters to, you know, get up in people's faces and, you know, crowd them at restaurants, and who also said that anyone who entered the Capitol on, you know, January 6th riot was a terrorist. So she was in... You know, she was in Minneapolis.
Wait, didn't a bunch of politicians enter the Capitol on that day?
No. Oh yeah. No, but I'm talking about that was afterwards, right? She's talking about those criminals.
All right.
And so anyway, so she's saying that all these people who just, you know, went into a building are domestic terrorists. So she went to, you know, she went to Minnesota, and she was giving an interview saying that protesters need to be more confrontational.
Stop being hypocrites and let's get to the bottom of this, and that people still have the right to protect themselves after serving their time.
But Joe, the law is not for them, it's for us.
I think the solution to all of this deep. where we could, you know, agree with BLM is that cops should be like cops in the United Kingdom, right? In the UK, not given any guns.
Where they yell, halt, or I'll yell, halt once again.
Or, you know, where they arrest people for having spoons and cutlery.
they do. But,
and people would say, oh, well, what if there's like a shooting or something? Then, you know, they keep the special, you know, they have like a special firearms unit for if there's like, you know, a mass shooting or something. And I think you would be able to cut down on a majority of these deaths if you just disarm the police, right? We don't need gun control. We need police control.
Yes.
Or law enforcement, too, FBI and these agents and stuff.
I would argue we need abolishment of the organization of police as it is currently known.
Well, like what I was saying earlier is that they have written so many laws that we're all criminals now. I'm sure, I don't know, there's a book out there that's like you commit at least three felonies a day.
Three felonies a day.
And I haven't read it myself, but I get the premise, you know, and it's true. Like, we're, you know, subjugated to all these different laws, and then they expect us to be, you know, good citizens.
A 28-year-old man has been arrested and charged following an incident over the weekend during which National Guard members were shot at in Minneapolis. A criminal complaint says at about 4:20 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh, wow. I tell you, all this terrible news is killing my buzz.
It is. A criminal complaint says about 4:20 a.m. Sunday, a team of National Guard soldiers and a Minneapolis police officer had multiple shots fired at them near Penn Avenue North and West Broadway Avenue. The two soldiers suffered minor injuries from the incident. Later Sunday evening, police in the area of 6th Street South and Cedar Avenue South located an SUV that matched the description to the suspect vehicle in the shooting. After conducting a traffic stop, Thomas and a juvenile passenger were placed in separate police cars. After receiving a warrant, officers later executed a search of the vehicle and found two firearms, ammunition, and two cartridge casings, according to the complaint. Thomas is unable to have a firearm due to a prior felony, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. He is expected to make his first court appearance on Tuesday. So that is Andrew Thomas, the man who's been arrested, and somebody else they haven't named because he's a juvenile, apparently.
There seems to be some confusion about the Derek Chauvin trial because there are a lot of conservatives out there that seems to think that this guy is innocent. And I actually watched the trial, unlike the conservative commentators who didn't watch the trial and they're just all copying what Ben Shapiro is saying and getting their news right from Ben Shapiro and just regurgitating it.
I don't listen to Ben Shapiro.
It's true. I watched the trial myself, and I could tell you, based on the evidence of the trial, that Derek Chauvin is definitely guilty of murder two, and he's definitely guilty of manslaughter as well. Forget about even murder three, because we already proved murder two, but he was committing a felony. The chief of police testified that he was assaulting George Floyd when he had his knee on his neck. Uh-huh. He was committing a felony while George Floyd died. And he was the one that calls George Floyd today as the expert autopsy witness came in and testified to. So the conservatives out there that are saying that Derek Chauvin is innocent, it's just a bunch of mother cuckery, if you don't mind me saying.
Be careful.
I'm being as careful as I can.
Yeah, well, be more careful.
Gotcha. Yeah, but what do you guys think of my piece?
What do I think of your piece? Well, you know, sometimes turds fall into several pieces and they get flushed. According to a news release from U.S. Attorney's Office, Andrew Thomas has been charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, like, you know, I'm not sure how it would go down. Like, let's say I'm a felon and I'm married to a non-felon and my wife owns guns. Now, if I picked one up because there was, you know, I don't know, some terrorist trying to kick down my door with like a battering ram or something, would I be guilty of felon in possession of a firearm?
Well, probably. See, we had a caller of maybe like 2 weeks ago, and he was talking about just that, how his wife had guns and that he was charged with felony possession. Do you remember that?
I do not.
He lost his kids. His girlfriend went, you know, to her drug dealer, that story?
Doesn't ring a bell. Was I on the show at the time?
It was a sad.
You sure I was on the show?
Maybe not. Okay. Maybe not. Sorry about that.
It's all right. No, it sounds like a great story. I will go back at freetalklive.com and search the archives.
Yes.
For that story, because it sounds like one I need to listen to. I try and keep up with the shows. I do listen to the digest version that Riley Blake puts together for us on nearly a daily basis, if not a daily basis. It's been a while since he's taken a show off. But what he does is he takes the whole three-hour episode of Free Talk Live and condenses it down into about a half hour. Dogecoin retreats after topping Ford and Kraft in market value.
That's pretty impressive.
Now, I am from the old school. When cryptocurrency was first coming up, there were like four cryptocurrencies. There was Bitcoin, BTC. There was Litecoin, LTC. There was Ethereum, ETH. And then there was Doge. Now, Doge, at the time, was a joke.
It kind of still is.
It kind of still is. It's true. But for it, I mean, this is how seriously you guys should be taking cryptocurrency. That somebody created a joke called Dogecoin, and it's doing well.
You see, I think what happened when it first came out is that it didn't cost much, just like Bitcoin. But large chunks of it were laid out into, you know, the realm of crypto collectors. And it set a great platform, I think, for someone to rumor it, like Elon Musk, and just tweet about it. And then all of a sudden it blows up. And
Rumor coin, interesting.
Yeah, well, I look at it as like the mega coin, the mega death coin that's come out, and I think I don't know what was the price.
That was an NFT, a non-fungible token. It was $18,000, I think.
If you're not convinced yet that, you know, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency isn't the way to save your money, we had some recent news of that Bitcoin became the best performing asset of the decade.
It's true, but you're getting a bit ahead of ourselves.
Oh, I'm sorry. Today. I just want to kind of reach it and branch it with that one.
No, it's fine. It's true. I have this article that says Bitcoin becomes the best performing asset of the decade, returning 10 times more than the NASDAQ 100.
That's amazing.
I'm sorry, the NASDAQ 100. I get a little dyslexic when it comes to
I think
that.
That's the name of the stock trading hub on GTA 5.
NASDAQ?
NASDAQ.
That's all right. But before we get to the best performing asset of the decade, we were talking about this joke coin named Dogecoin, which retreated after topping Ford and Kraft in market value. Those are a couple of pretty mighty large companies for a little joke coin to top.
I think right? It even beat Ethereum in terms of like market activity recently.
Wow.
I mean, Ford found on the road dead.
Fixed or repaired daily.
That too. Is a government-subsidized company, right?
I mean,
and they just basically couldn't survive without the government and stealing from you and us.
I find it funny that some rich folk can, you know, make some rumors, some memes, make some jokes about Dogecoin, and we can see that, see a sharp spike in value. But when this... I'm calling it an evil company, Coinbase Global Incorporated, decided to go public in this weird, not usual way of going public. There's some real weird stuff surrounding how they did that and what they did that I also don't like. But nevertheless, it seems that you would think that would be a boon to the cryptocurrency market, but instead, the cryptocurrency market seems to have gone the other way with that announcement of Coinbase Global Inc. Going public. So, very interesting stuff. All that being said, and apologies if this particular bit has been covered on Free Talk Live before, this article is dated March 16th, so this was the actual day of the raid here on the Free Talk Live studios, as well as many other locations, and the arrest of the Crypto 6. This says Bitcoin becomes the best performing asset of the decade, returning 10 times more than NASDAQ 100.
Yeah, I don't believe that was much of a coincidence that all these things are happening and just after the raid. They want to make sure that the activists are not in control with this and that they want to maintain the status quo.
We did a story the other day. Satoshi Nakamoto is now like one of the top 20 billionaires if he's one guy. right? Just based on the amount of Bitcoin that he holds and the value of that. So anytime anything like that, it just makes me smile. Because, I mean, this technology, I don't know if all of the listeners out there understand, this technology didn't ever ask to exist. It just existed. It was put into play by a pseudonymous person or group of people who call themselves Satoshi Nakamoto. And near as I can tell, they took several different technologies and sort of bolted them together to create what we know as the blockchain or Bitcoin. Bitcoin just happens to be the first killer app on the blockchain. And the blockchain is capable of so much more. Imagine money with features. Imagine the expression of value with features, right? I mean, if you think about the United States physical dollars, right? What's the last time there was a feature upgrade? Oh, they changed the way the print looked and they put a new security stripe in it.
Wait, have
right?
you seen the new quarters?
No.
I'm just kidding. Who cares?
Are they the same as
no,
they ever
just
were?
They always change the image on the quarters and I don't really care. I'd be like, oh, I'll look at it for a second and be like, whatever, it's state currency.
Yeah, but that's not really a feature. That's just changing the artwork.
Yeah.
Somebody called in, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before. I've been on a few days in a row. And they said something along the lines of, well, all of this could have been avoided if they just did what the cops say. Right? I think we were talking about a senile grandma who... walked out of like a Walmart without paying for her stuff. They confronted her and she gave the stuff back. And then somebody had called the cops and the cops, of course, broke her arm and, you know, sprained her wrist and hogtied her and tossed her into the cop car, kept her away from medical assistance for as much as 5 hours before they finally took her to a hospital to get her medical care. But, you know, somebody called in and alluded to, well, you know, the grandma could have probably avoided that if she'd have just done what the cops say. Well, what's the problem with just do what the cops say and you won't get hurt?
Well, the cops should be like, hey, just admit that you murdered them. Can you do that? Oh, I was told to do what the cops say. Like, no. You anything you do that incriminates yourself, right?
Well,
is not what you're supposed to do.
And I mean, imagine hearing about a situation where, you know, a police handcuff and assault an elderly woman, you know, who did, you know, really didn't do any crime. It was just a mistake. And then, you know, thinking that the cop, that, you know, not thinking she's a victim and putting the blame on her. Imagine victim blaming the grandma.
Even if you were innocent, you complying could cause some damage to your own life. That's how it goes.
That's true. And for many people, the reality of compliance isn't nearly as neat, clean, and black and white as defenders of police want to believe. Moreover, many innocent and unarmed victims of police shootings aren't even given a chance to comply. They're just shot dead without any warning.
The kid in Chicago, right? The kid who got shot, he apparently, like, the video shows that he held a gun, but the cop, you know, he stops him and he says, put the gun down or put your hands up or something. And the kid, throws the gun, right? Mm-hmm. He throws the gun and the cop shoots him anyways.
Right. Yeah. He throws the gun, puts his hands up and then bang. You know, if you watch the video, that is what appears to happen to me, when I watched that particular video.
Yes.
Speaking of shot for complying, let's review some of the evidence. It's a little hard to comply with police orders when one isn't even given the chance to do so. Some are shot even while in the act of complying. That was certainly the case for Frank Lobato, a bedridden 63-year-old man who was shot to death by police. Police had invaded his house looking for another man who was not in the house. Lobato was suspected of no crime and was sitting in bed watching television. Police entered his room through a window, immediately decided his soda can was a gun, and opened fire.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.